can opener. I clean my can opener by hand because I do not want it to become rusty. The only time I ever use it is for cans of tuna, which I like. That is, assuming I have mayonnaise on hand. One day I bought a can of sliced pineapples. I was going to make a fancy dip with them, but I worried the whole way home that the taste of tuna might still linger on the spurs of the can opener, like the scent of a lost lover mourning her lost lover who owned a can opener. What is the opposite of be careful for what you wish for? Because when I came home, after I put the pot pies in the freezer because I didn't want them to melt and I would not be eating them until Sunday, I discovered that the pineapple cans had a flip top and required no can opener. There were 8 slices inside. There was a lot of pineapple juice. How would I explain this to the can opener that I left in the drawer as the poignant aromas of pineapple slices began to waft through the atrium? If it were up to me, there would be no drawers, and everything would be outside. That lost love who was spurned would be running in the field and cresting the hill. It'd be impossible to say if she was happy. The sunshine and pineapples would be so blinding. Behind her, also blinding, would be a can opener.